This is food supermarkets no longer want to sell, but Uwe Sauer is more than happy to buy for €1.50. It's the only way he can put a nutritious meal on the table. The 60-year-old pensioner says with prices soaring, it has become impossible to live on his pension of €368 a month.
I find I have less and less money, but meanwhile energy costs are going up. I am really struggling to make ends meet. If organizations like this would not exist, it would be a lot harder for me.
After registering, people can choose from groceries that are about to expire that have been collected from supermarkets. But recently, some people had to be rejected due to a lack of supply.
The people who are coming here, then the number of the people increased extensively, and we had to stop new registrations. We can only give it to those who are registered here, who are here for a long time. And the others, well, that's really the problem. What can we do for them?
The same goes for nearly 1,000 other food banks in Germany.
Most people here are too embarrassed to be filmed. Some told me they don't want their colleagues to see them depending on food handouts. While this is one of the world's richest countries, inequality has risen sharply in recent months. Now people with jobs and steady incomes are turning to these food banks for help.
To help people cope with high inflation and pay for their energy bills, the government has given relief payments to all Germans. But aid organizations say more needs to be done.
The government talks a lot, but has to do more. We do this work without being paid. Normally, in a country like this, it should not be the case that we are the ones helping these people.
For €13, Hilde Hertel managed to buy enough groceries to last for days. For her, this weekly trip to the food bank is painful.
Because they don't give me enough of a pension, I'm being screwed over in this country. Parliamentarians are getting €700 because of the high inflation. And what do we get? €50. Seriously, that's nothing. It's terrible how they treat us old people. We've also worked hard for this country.
Food banks expect even more customers next year, with prices not expecting to go down soon, and a possible recession in sight. Stab Fasen, Al Jazeera, Berlin.